Track 15.
Unit 18. 18.2. Exercise 2. Speaker 1.
All of her books are really well researched, and they're full of amazing details about what daily life used to be like. So you learn a lot about that period. It's extremely imaginative. The characters are very realistic, and as the title suggests, there's a murder mystery too. This is the 7th one of hers I've read, and I can't wait to get my hands on another.
Speaker 2.
I found the book fascinating, but at the same time it's more than a little depressing. We're so dependent on these creatures. The writers consider the planet's future, suggesting what might happen if they died out completely. It's a really scary possibility, actually, because their disappearance would affect the food chain dramatically. In only 4 years, apparently.
Speaker 3.
I don't normally read lengthy books of this kind, but I'd enjoyed several of his novels, so I was interested to find out more about the man himself. It's certainly comprehensive and thoroughly researched, but I have to admit I found it a little hard-going in places. The writer's own account of his experiences is so much more colourful. Still, it's worth keeping on the shelves to revisit one day.
Speaker 4.
A friend lent me the first book written by this author, which I enjoyed, but this one is loads better. It's the same character from the previous story, but he's a lot more developed somehow. It's set a few centuries ahead of now, and the vision of how a society so different to ours might operate is really powerful. I got completely carried along with the storyline, and the dialogue is fantastic too. Yes, a great read.
Speaker 5.
Once I started it, I just couldn't put it down. The plot is quite complicated, and it moves along at a really fast pace. What I like best about it is the main characters. They have such different personalities. The private investigator himself is quite jokey and upbeat, while his business partner is a rather mysterious figure. An ex-police officer who says very little, but is always there to back up when things get tough. This is the 9th title in the series, but I haven't read them all yet.